Last weekend was cause. Lizzie, where are you? Are you here? Lizzie and Josh? Was cause, which is a conference down in Nottingham at Trent Vineyard. And we have about, there's about, I don't know, eight or 900 sort of people go to that. People who consider themselves to be in their 20s or 30s or possibly, I hear, 40s. And they have a really great time worshipping together, hanging out with each other, and hearing from some fantastic speakers. And that, I think about 15 of our lot went. You could share this between you. Went, including Lizzie and Josh, so I just want you to meet them and for them to tell you a bit about it. So, Lizzie, first of all, who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm Lizzie. I am in my second year at Leeds Trinity doing primary teaching, and I'm originally from Manchester.
Manchester. Oh, no, there was usually there's a boo at that point. Did you hear that? She's from Manchester. Oh dear. Salvation has come. We accept Mancunians.
I'm Joshua. I'm in my second year at the University of Leeds studying for a PhD, using weather radar to look at ice inside of clouds. It's not that exciting.
Excellent. So, Lizzie, you said you're into your second year. Tell us about last year. What was your main sort of challenge coming to, you know, to life as a student from a different city and all that?
I think it was really difficult to kind of leave my church family in Manchester and come to a new city where I didn't know many Christian students and live with and be surrounded by non-Christians, and like I really got swept up in kind of the ways of the world and not living for Jesus. So yeah it's quite difficult.
So you the support system wasn't there. Yeah, okay, great. And Josh, what is your main concern that you've been that's hard for you as doing your PhD?
The main issue is a lot of kind of worry of my work's a load of rubbish. A lot of kind of fear that it's no good, that you know, what am I even doing here? Why am I doing this work? If anyone is actually going to care about what I do in the end.
Okay, let's talk about cause. Last year you went to cause, and this year what were you looking forward to it?
Well, so last year I had let's say not the best of times. So obviously doing a PhD is a lot of hard work. I'd had a very busy week last year, so when I went to cause I was very tired, and when I'm tired I'm very miserable and grumpy, so I didn't have a good time last year. So this year I was kind of like, I've had a better week at work, I think I'm in a better mood for cause this year.
And was it any good?
Yeah, it was all right.
Let's try that again. No, that wasn't what I meant to say. So somebody had a word for you, you said. Somebody, I think, had a prophecy over you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so one of the sessions on the Saturday, Simon Ponsonby was talking about fear of the Lord, about this awe and wonder of God. But as we were in prayer at the end, someone said that they felt someone was having a lot of negative fear. A lot of fear that was kind of stopping them from being in this awe and wonder, because they could only associate this fear with these negative feelings, which was exactly what I've been going through with work.
So somebody said something which might not have meant a great deal to them, but for you that was very significant.
Yes, it was kind of exactly right in my situation with work. Yeah. It was exactly what was happening in my life.
Okay, and for you, what was Lizzie? What was your experience of God speaking to you at cause?
the kind of event was called No Other Names. It's focusing on Jesus and like that being at the center of your life, and I felt really challenged to Jesus to be the focus of everything that I do and like come with me in every single situation, and kind of I just felt really challenged to continue to do that.
You use that phrase about putting Jesus first, the
premeditated principle decisions. Yeah. That, I think, was something that David said, which is really, really great. So it means that you can kind of pray about a situation and work out what you think and feel about something. So when you go into any situation, you can bring Jesus with you and you can make the right decisions and kind of
Josh, what difference has it made being prayed for and that issue about negative fear being ministered to you about?
So in that moment of prayer, I just felt God kind of coming, his peace just pouring out over me. And the feeling of kind of, I'm here because God wants me to be here. So it doesn't matter what other people think. I'm doing this work because God wants me to do it. And so kind of this week back at work, it's kind of really changed my attitude to how I'm working.
Great.
I'm not working because I think, oh, I have to do this and hopefully someone will like it. I'm doing it because it's what God wants me to be doing.
And tell us about your takeaway.
So the last session on the Saturday night, what I took away from it was how we're all meant to be like a donkey. The idea, so we're looking at Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, Palm Sunday, and the donkey was there to lift Jesus high. It was there to show Jesus to people. You know, people didn't come and go, oh, look at that amazing donkey. It was all about Hosanna and praising Jesus.
Yeah.
So the challenge was, you know, will I be the donkey so he can be the king?
Great.
And will I live to lift him high?
Josh, Lizzie, thank you very much.
Thank you.